Culture of Ulster Road, the Airclore Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. We've got our usual mix of tracks, all sorts and styles, genres and types of Irish music for you. But before we kick off at all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. And I'd like also to give a hearty Cade Míle Fáilte. Now, that's the Irish phrase for 100,000 welcomes to any new listener that may be joining us this week. No matter what radio station you're listening to me on, I hope you're going to stay and enjoy the programme. Now, of course, you can always contact me by email, joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and then a figure 2, at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course, join me on Facebook. More and more people are doing just that, as well as Twitter. Tweet Joe Blogs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray, all one word, all in lowercase, Joe Blogs in Bray. And, well, become one of my followers. And more people are doing just that every day. Every day I turn the computer on, I find I've got more followers. Well done on a big, hearty Cade Míle Fáilte, as I said earlier. Okay, on the programme this week, we've got, I think it's got to be the most mixed programme I've had, well, for some weeks. And we're starting off with a song that, even if you're not Irish, you know this one. It's from my good friend, Dermot O'Brien.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so that never a teardrop should fall. With your sweet little laughter like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkling bright as can be, you should laugh all the while and all other times smile, and I'll smile a smile for me. When I wish I smiling, sure it's like a morning spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy. World seems bright and gay, and when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when I seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart
Dermot O'Brien, and of course, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Now, I've played this track before, and the last time I played it, I explained exactly what it was all about. In rural Ireland, down through the ages, well, people had to make their own entertainment. And of course, the main sort of buildings in the little village, the rural village, would be, of course, the church and the post office and the local shop or the store. And Dan Murphy had this shop, and every evening, when before people went to bed, and they would sit outside the store and they would tell stories, and they would, what is the modern word I'm trying to think of? Visit. They would visit, and then somebody would sing, and Dan would bring out his fiddle. Here, the Dubliners telling us all about what went on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
There's a sweet garden spot in our memory. It's the place we were born and reared. It's long years ago since we left it, but return there we will if we're spared. Our friends and companions of childhood would assemble each night near a score round Dan Murphy's shop, and how often we sat on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor. And the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. When our day's work was over we'd meet there, in the winter or spring just the same. Then the boys and the girls all together would join in some innocent game. Dan Murphy would take down his fiddle while his daughter looked after the store. The music did ring and sweet songs we would sing on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor. And the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Again will our thought often wander to the scenes of our childhood's home. The friends and companions we left there, it was poverty caused us to roam. Since then in this life we have prospered, but still in our hearts we feel sore. For memory will fly to the days long gone by and the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor. And the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
The distinctive sound of the gravelly voiced Ronnie Drew there, and telling us all that went on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. One of my dad's favourites, that one was. Now we go to, well, what I call Irish and Cajun, because it's that wonderful musician stroke artist, that's Richie Remo, and he from Northern Ireland has produced some wonderful albums. Here's a track from one such album. It's called Tipperary Girl.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. She just chanced to pass me by, pretty as a peach in a pumpkin pie.
sky. Fresh as a flower in full bloom, sweet as a sunny summer's afternoon. I was kidding, she got the good. I never thought that Cupid could. Spared me down into my soul, spun me round like a padded ball. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my temporary girl. I was flirting pure romance. I asked her if she'd like to dance. Smiled at me and took my hand, swung me round till I couldn't stand. She could dance, like a newborn lamb in spring, dropping down and to and from, round and round and around we go. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my temporary girl. I fell heads and over heels, heart was thumping jigs and reels, twitched and twittered all at ease, like a hot dog scratching fleas. The young and foolish, old and wise, entered life with open eyes. Hit her right from the start, or the temporary girl will break your heart. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my temporary girl. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl.
And I'd like to think that's how you feel about Sounds Irish, just getting warmed up. And that was Richie Remo and the gang. Christmas has come and gone, and a lot of our relations, friends and loved ones have gone back. Gone back to various countries, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. My own grandson has, well, he was home from Sydney for the Christmas and he's gone back. A lot of our youngsters have had to leave home because, well, they couldn't find work here in Ireland. There's still a bit of an unemployment problem, and a lot of the youngsters are going out to those countries I've just mentioned to look for work. And here's an example of one such song that's telling us all about the unfortunate situation where young people have to leave Ireland. But when I last played this track, this is, by the way, recorded by my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. And when I last played it, it was pointed out to me that the wonderful line at the end of this particular song: those big aeroplanes fly both ways, and we might come back home again. And please God, we all pray that they will. The Dublin City Ramblers and the Flight of Earls. And listen to the lyrics and you'll get the idea.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls,
Another bloody flight of hers. Our best asset is our best export. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join MacAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision. We've got education too. But we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore. And we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home. And we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us. We don't mind an honest job. And we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times it's you. We've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the kiss and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves North Wall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore. Because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. What if we see better days? Those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again.
And, please God, many of those youngsters will come back to work in our country someday. We're into a good few yards into the programme now, and I've just realised we haven't had a female singer on the programme. We're going to put that to rights now, because it's Anne Breen, spinster of this parish, and she's going to do a bit of a country number. Now, I'm sure this could echo, or could be echoed rather, by people who are leaving Ireland to go and live and work abroad. Don't forget me. the lovely Anne Breen there singing a good country song, which just goes to prove that we can produce good country singers and good country tracks and albums here in Ireland. That was Don't Forget Me. And we're still on the same forget theme, because I'm going to dig up for you now, and those are two words I use, dig up a lovely old recording of Joseph Locke. Now, I had the good fortune of knowing Joseph Locke for a short while, and I did some work with him many years ago. Well, not too many years ago. Let's not go down that road, Joe. But Joseph Locke originally was a policeman in the city of Derry. And then somebody discovered, hey, this young policeman can sing. So he went over to the UK and he made a name for himself. That was in the 50s. And, well, he went through quite a long time. He was in the charts, or it wasn't called the charts in those days, but he sold a lot of records, and he did a lot of, music hall appearances, made quite a name for himself. Quite a good story. But here, Joseph Locke, one of the old recordings, and again, as I said, we're on the forget theme, never forget. It says, you'll never forget about Ireland. But before I play it, I'm asking you to make allowances for this lovely, old, dated recording. Joseph Locke, you'll never forget about Ireland.
When the blue skies of Erin have all turned to grey, when the lakes of Killarney have faded away, when the gay Kerry pipers have all ceased to play, then you can forget about Ireland. When the green hills have gone and no white Shannon flows, and you don't dream at all of a wild Irish rose, well, if ever that happens, will surely be strange, for there's something inside you that never can change. While the warm Irish blood still runs free in your veins, you'll never forget about Ireland. Forget about Ireland, the dear homeland that I'll always miss. They may think me insane when I'm asked to explain, for I give my answer like this. When the blue skies of Erin have all turned to gray, of Killarney have faded away, when the gay Kerry pipers have all ceased to play, then you can forget about Ireland. When the green hills have gone and no white Shannon flows, and you don't dream at all of a wild happens, will surely be strange, for there's something inside you that never can change. While the warm Irish blood still runs free in your veins, you'll never forget.
Now, come on, how about that for some good old-fashioned Irish singing from Joseph Locke, and you'll never forget about Ireland. That wasn't one of his better-known tracks, but I think it was one of his better tracks, and I liked it, and I hope you did too. Now, on last week's programme, we played Christy Moore, you remember, January Man, because it was the first programme. Oh, you've forgotten, or you missed the programme. Anyway, that's what we did, and I was speaking about Christy Moore. by sheer coincidence, my second son, Noel, and his good lady wife, Margaret, went to see Christy Moore here in Ireland this particular weekend. I haven't seen him since, so I haven't asked him how it went. But he and his good lady wife, Margaret, are big Christy Moore fans. Now, I've said it on the programme before. I'm not the greatest Christy Moore fan, but I do like some of the material he has recorded. This one, for instance, it's called Tipping It Up to Nancy. Now, I knew this as a different version of The Old Woman of Wexford. Let's have a listen to Christy Moore together. Now, when I talk about Christy Moore, you have to listen to Christy Moore because he tells stories and he has a way of putting a song across. Tipping It Up to Nancy.
There being a woman in our town, a woman you all know well, she dearly loved her husband and another man twice as well. Oh, with me right, finny canary, you're me tip, finny go all with me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy. She went down to the chemistry up some remedies for to buy. Have you anything in your chemistry up to make me a woman blind? Oh, with me right, finny canary, you're me tip, finny go all with me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy. Give him eggs and marrow bones and make him suck them all before he has the last one sunk. He won't see you at all. Oh, with me right, finny canary, you're me tip, finny go all with me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy. She gave him eggs and marrow bones and made him suck them all before he had the last one sunk. He couldn't see her at all. Oh, with me right, finny canary, you're me tip, finny go all with me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy. If in this world I cannot see, here I cannot stay, I'd rather go on the round myself. Come on, says she, and I'll show you the way with me right, finny canary, you're me tip, finny go all with me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brin, sly enough of Martin, it was him that shoved her in. Oh, with me right, finny canary, you're me tip, finny go all with me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy. She swam through in the river, she swam through the brin, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. Oh, you're a shut up or a dainty, a silly old fool, you know poor Martin is blind. With me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy. I've nine in me family and none of them is me own. I wish that each and every man would come and claim his own. Oh, with me right, finny canary, you're me tip, finny go all with me right, finny canary, you're tipping it up to Nancy.
The wonderful Christy Moore telling us the story of Tipping It Up to Nancy. He was accompanied there on a bowron, which is an Irish drum. It's a type of an Irish drum. There's a special art in playing a bowron. You just don't beat the devil out of it with the sticks. There's a way of dealing with it. There are various types and styles of bowron. How can I describe it? It's a hoop of metal over which is stretched, well, originally goat skin. That makes the better bowron, but I believe they have all sorts of coverings nowadays on the modern bowrons. But apparently the best sound comes out of a goat skin, and a good sound comes out of Johnny McAvoy, because he's telling us all of that wonderful story of Fiddler's Green. That's where fishermen go when they don't go to hell.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so rare, to view the still waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing this song: won't you take me away, boys? Me time is not long. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, all shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
If you promise to keep a secret, I'll let you into one. I used to sing that song myself at one time when I was with the group Fiddler's Green. That was the Johnny McAvoy version, which is a lot better than the one I used to do. Now, the wonderful Joni Madden, the world's best whistle player. She has a wonderful way with playing the whistle, and she produces some haunting melodies, including this one entitled Longing for Home. And I'm sure that's what a lot of our emigrants are doing at this very moment.